Hello, this is an early modern form podcast. I'm Jake Halford, and I'm here with Caroline Dodds Pennock, who is a lecturer in international history at the University of Sheffield. I guess the first question that I'll ask is, what got you into history in the first place?
Well, I've been interested in history for as long as I can remember, actually. So my specialism is Aztec history, and that was a childhood fascination that turned into an adult interest. I mean, kids that I talk to now are still interested in the Aztecs. It's a fascinating subject. So that kind of whole interest in exotic civilizations, that was something I liked as a kid. And by the time I went to university, I knew that that was what I was interested in. And because no university offers undergraduate courses in Aztec history, or they didn't until I started teaching them, I did a dissertation in Aztec history, and I did some stuff on the Spanish conquest, and that was how I got into it.
Well, that's really cool that it was a childhood
it was.
Desire. It's not often that people in academics are ever doing something they wanted as a childhood, so that's quite nice. Why the Aztecs?
Well, like I say, it was, I don't remember. It was something I was fascinated by. I used to be interested in kind of Assyrians and Egyptians, and Aztecs was one of those things that I was interested in. And I think I found them particularly fascinating because they're such a familiar culture in some ways, such a family-oriented, very compassionate in many ways, very gender-balanced, as I've discovered in my own work. But at the same time, they famously commit vast quantities of human sacrifice. And trying to understand that balance without dehumanising them, trying to understand how that happened and how a society can cope with that, is really, really fascinating.
Now, the Aztecs, when I think of the Aztecs, I think of classical history or ancient history. But you were an early modern lecturer. So how does the Aztecs fit into the early modern world?
Well, technically it doesn't, but actually, chronologically speaking, the Aztecs are just about early modern. So the Aztecs, also known as the Mexica, flourish in the basin of central Mexico between about 1350 and 1521, when Cortes conquers them. So depending on exactly when you define early modern, so I'm involved in a project as well on the global Middle Ages, for example, and obviously the chronology of the Aztec period spans that medieval early modern. The other reason I ended up teaching early modern is that I'm quite a traditional historian in some ways, in that I work with the alphabetic sources, and there are no alphabetic sources from before the conquest. So I'm dealing all the time with Spanish and Spanish-American perceptions of the Aztecs. And so that's how I ended up in the early modern world. I think when I graduated my PhD, I could have gone one of two ways. I either would broaden out geographically, which was what I did because my first job was as an